Yahweh Skenekagwego. You're listening to Gyno. I'm thankful you're well. Gyno is the Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Wouldn't you know, I'm coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, and like clockwork, each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across this great turtle island. So as always, you're invited to enjoy the music in the chat. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome my guest Chantel Ducart to Gyno today. She's Eagle Clan, Tsimshian and Aleutic, born in Denver, raised in Alaska, educated in Miami. We'll be chatting about her sophomore album, Lady and the Champ, released in 22. We'll also be discussing her eclectic musical training, just what it means to be a lady and a champ, and her upcoming collaborations with the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band. I got a funky track kicking things off. It's Situation. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno. That's a funky way to kick off our listening today on Gyno. It's Situation from Chantel Ducart's 2022 Lady and the Champ. Welcome to today's chat. It's with great honor that I get to welcome this songstress to the show today. So without further ado, Nyawai Skenout Chantel, how are you today?
I'm very good. I'm happy to be up at a decent hour and doing this interview with you today, Brett. Yeah, it's a snowy day here in Denver, Colorado, and everybody's ready for spring.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today. I'll probably say that a few times. Before we go any further, though, I was wondering if you'd be so kind as to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Brett, I'm from Alaska. I'm from the Simshiana and Aleutic tribes, and I am from the Eagle Clan, and I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and Alaska, and I went to school down in Miami at the University of Miami to study jazz piano.
You've really seen a lot of diverse geographies, and I'm sure that with that, a lot of different, people from obvious different walks of life. And how has this all combined, whether we're talking Alaska or Miami or Denver, how have all of these places and people converged into your musical upbringing?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I'm going to refer here to the different kinds of teachers I've had, because I started out with my first piano teacher who was Japanese. And then I had three Russian teachers up in Alaska, and then had an American jazz pianist from Colorado, and after that, a Cuban teacher in Miami. So I've gotten a lot of different flavors of jazz, and each teacher brings a different perspective, and I'm grateful that I've been able to be exposed to many different perspectives so that I can choose my own approach, you know.
A lot of times when people say they have different teachers, I think we get this image of people coming from relatively similar walks of life. But I mean, you're talking Japanese teachers and Russian teachers. They're bringing a whole lot of different style and influence with them as well. But not to mention the music that you grew up with as well, because I mean, you grew up on music like your peers were listening to, too, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, my listening history, I started out listening pretty exclusively to Debussy and Ravel, Impressionist composers, and those kind of modalities actually ended up shaping the way I would approach my harmonic progressions and my writing much later. Well, I mean, I've been writing since I was 7, so I guess it was always part of what I'm doing, but it's still part of how I approach harmony and theory today. And, I also love your Robert Glaspers of the world who are mixing jazz and hip hop. And, you know, I'm a diehard Bill Evans fan till the day I die. So, you know, and he's somebody who I would say applies the impressionist modalities to the way he creates his lines and his melodies. So, you know, I think there's a lot of jazz artists who were influenced by the Impressionist period.
I even see people like the Red Hot Chili Peppers listed in that world of influence, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always thought that I was a little punk rocker that got lost in a jazz world, because when I perform, sometimes I get into these modes where I'm kind of like doing a Beastie Boys, Red Hot Chili Pepper thing. And those are things that you only get that Chantel flavor at a live show.
Ooh, yeah.
So, that kind of energy just, I think really hits hard live,
sure,
you know.
Sure. You mentioned that you've been writing since you were 7. How old were you when you released your first album?
That happened right when I was graduating University of Miami. I wanted to hit the ground running. So that was 2014. So not fantastic at math. It was probably about 22.
I'm excited to help introduce some of your music to listeners today. And before going any further, let's get a couple of those recommendations on. You were kind enough to mention some musicians that I need to know about, that our listeners today need to know about. So hit me with your best shot. Who do you got?
All right. Well, I've been checking out this indie artist from the Navajo Nation called Hatashli. And he's got a real sweet kind of surfer Mac DeMarco vibe going on. Nice. And the other dude I've been checking out is Morgan Tony, and he's a fiddle player from the Wakokmak and Wakmatcook Nations, First Nations. I think he's from Canada, and he's got like a cool Americana pop blend going on, and it's cool to see indigenous artists breaking out into different genres, not getting pigeonholed in, you know, more traditional work, which has its place and is very important, but to not be limited by that. So I'm happy to see some of these artists like busting out. You know what I mean?
I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that's a whole other topic that we really need to dive into at some point as well. So listeners out there, you heard the lady. We're going to be hearing one from Morgan Tony before our listening is up. Also has some Hatali in this block. We're going to be hearing the track Lover Call before too long. In addition, before our time is up, one from Julia Keefe, Molly Obamswin, did that. But kicking things off right now. Also don't know da Jade's Nanga Niga Note. You ought to sing along with this one. It's Understated from Chantel Ducart's Lady and the Champ today on Gyno.
Every time you give it up. Hi, I'm Ilani, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
From the front to the back, bro. Sinking into the drums of my raps, yo. Filling in the percussion that's backbone. Running the track from London to back home. Seek a swim, better thrust but the backstroke. Breathe again, then go under the gravel. Sing it with the trumpet, it's a rap, yo. Running the track from the sun to the astro. Probably get it in and finish overnight. Rock it to the end and then the flow is tight. Brought all of your friends to the show tonight. We all going in, now our souls unite. Drop another jam like a Dolomite. Product in the tent shines golden bright. I'm not trying to pretend to be the prototype. Performing overseas is a golden sight. Worth all the fees cause I know we're nice. From the bottom to the rim is a bowl of rice. Homegrown and Whole Foods is overpriced. I hold the mic right and behold the light. I'm always amped up like Focusrite. Caught up with the rent cause it's lower priced. Thought it was a trend with the sober life. But really there's no end and no overprice. Rehearsing what is written is a good look. While I'm a crook rook with a good hook. Working in the kitchen with no cookbook. Word to James Brown, I'm a good foot. Yeah. To the back row, sinking into the drums on my raps, yo. Feeling in the percussion as backbone. Running the track from London to back home. Sink or swim, better thrust for that backstroke. Breathe again, then go under the gravel. Sing it with the trumpet, it's a rap, yo. Crumble the asphalt, spun from a black hole. Imagine it, you're traveling to Saturn, you're back again. I'm packaging my bag again. Flow, troop, hope, proof, won't prove we have to win. What's happening? We practicing. Mike, McLuhan, Lucero. Anderson, annoyed, rock joint on point like a javelin. Imagine it, you're galloping. To gallop then, you're back again. Packing it, you're saddling. Flow, troop, hold, proof, won't lose, we have to win. What's happening? We practicing. Mike, McLuhan, Lucero. Anderson, annoyed, rock joint on point like a javelin. Yeah. To the back row, sinking into the drums with my raps, yo. Filling in the percussion as backbone. Running the track from London to back home. Sink or swim, better thrust with the backstroke. Breathe again, then go under the gravel. Singing with the trumpet, it's a rap, yo. Running the track from the sun to the astros.
Hi, everybody. This is Julia Keith, and you're listening to Native Voice One on the Native American Radio Network.
Lover makes me call.
Hollies, Lover Call, winding down that block, and coming by way of recommendation from today's featured guest, Chantel Ducart. Welcome back to our chat. If you're just now tuning in, we got a great understanding on the many influences that have all converged into making Chantel's art so unique. You're going to continue to get that sense throughout our listening today. And at this time, we're going to pivot just a little bit and talk specifically about Lady and the Champ. So this is your sophomore release, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And I, you know, I hit 30 and I was like, you know what? It's time to put out another album because, you know, I have been writing music. I've got hundreds of songs backlogged that I haven't released. And, you know, for your modern day artist who's largely self-financing, which a lot of people are, you know, it just takes a lot of financial, emotional, and just space in your schedule, time that you're not playing shows to, you know, focus on putting an album out. So it's really a labor of love and passion, and I was happy as heck to get that out there.
Going into the studio for Lady and the Champ, what kind of lessons did you bring from your first album in the beginning?
It was a very collaborative process. I was working very closely with a sound engineer. I kind of like to have, you know, I have a lot of production skills, so I like to be involved in the editing and, you know, all the minute details. So it becomes a very, like, intricate process. But I think one of the things I learned from the first album is just letting go of some things and letting other people make some decisions so you don't have to make every decision yourself, you know, taking little breaks and, you know, I mean, it's really a grind. You have to just keep on putting in the hours. So, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, it's like a marathon. So
have an old farmer friend who has a great line, man often sees the garden, never the hoe. And I feel like that is certainly the case with recorded music. People just hear this sparkly, shiny, polished up kind of product or gem, if you will, and think that it magically happens. But as you stated, I mean, you really are forced to wear a lot of hats as an independent artist like that.
I think one of my favorite parts about Lady and the Champ is that the title itself speaks to a concept of duality. So Lady is the relaxed side and the person who gets to shine once the champ has done the business. So, like, I feel like Lady and the Champ is two sides of my personality. Champ is the one who gets everything done, grinds it out when you're exhausted and you still have to go back to the studio, when you're sick and you still have to just buck up and get things done. And then when the champ has taken care of business, that's when the lady can shine and be that feminine, peaceful, powerful presence. And I think that's something probably as I've gotten older, I've kind of embraced that, you know, once I've taken care of business and done all the kind of hard work, creating that space for the lady side of my personality to be at home and read books and to make tea and meditate, and having that kind of space in my life is kind of where my productivity is heading, is having that really nice balance of duality of kind of intense energy and then peaceful, relaxed energy in my day-to-day life.
Wow. I mean, I think you socked me with a 1-2 from the lady and the champ on that one. I mean, that's impressive to hear articulated so well. Really, it all comes through in this amazing album that you've put out. Well, let's talk about the personnel. Are you working with a really tight group of musicians, too?
So this was a very, very collaborative Denver scene album. You know, some of the highlights are, you know, I had Adam Deitch and Benny Bloom from the band Lettuce on the album. Also had Paris Fleming, who's been on tour with Harry Styles for a couple months, on trumpets. And Isaac Teal from the band Talk, and a couple of other great artists. I mean, I had a lot of features. I only had 2 tracks per person, so I had 3 or 4 drummers, structure for one bass player for the whole album. That was Kerwin Brown. And, you know, just this kind of like a all-inclusive cast of like Denver's best of the music scene here, which is pretty strong. So it's a cool scene out here in Denver for all you artists out there looking for touring stop in Denver.
My best friend just came back from Denver, and him and his girlfriend were talking about the amazing art scene out there, and it's definitely a destination spot for me as well. I got to get out there here soon and see everything that's going on. It sounds really, really exciting.
Let me know if you make it out this way.
Absolutely. Chantel, on this body of work, are there any songs that really stand out to you that have a kind of special significance?
Yeah, I would say that the most powerful song that has the greatest emotional charge for me would be Save Me From Myself, which I wrote when I was, you know, imagining what it would be like to have a partner and really be sharing your life with someone when you've been building a life alone. And so it's kind of a song of longing, which I think a lot of people can probably relate to, but it's one I don't play at my shows very often because I get choked up when I think about it. So it's definitely a powerful, emotionally charged tune.
Wouldn't that be the ideal time to play the song, though? I feel like you're missing an opportunity.
Oh, Brett, you're hitting on a deep note here, which I'm going to say, you know, I'm a full-time performer, and a lot of the places I play are places that people aren't coming to have, like, deep emotional experiences. They're kind of, you know, maybe having their steak dinner, and, you know, I don't know. I would play it for an audience. If I had more opportunities to play for listening audiences and theaters and places where people are coming for a musical, emotional experience, I would be playing more of these songs. But sometimes, you know, I'm kind of, you don't want to play a song like that unless people are listening, put it that way.
Oh, I can dig it, Chantel. And I'm really looking forward to this next block of songs that we're going to be listening to. And once again, before our time is up, we're going to be hearing one from Julia Keefe's Nobody But Me. Also have one from Chantel's 2014 In the Beginning. In fact, the first song that she wrote that didn't involve love, it's going to be Chickens Before Too Long. In this block, Morgan, Tony, Molly, Obamswin, and this one from Lady and the Champ, Turn It Up and Sing Along with Save Me From Myself, today on Gyno.
Yeah. summer's here and the water is fine. You and me, young and free, spending some time. Tasting tongues, heavy breath, you're the kissing kind. Try again, bodies blend, yours and mine. Simple and